inside of that hoof. Mm-hmm. He put on the inside of the hoof, it'll make him get foot tender.
Oh.
But it fit that cork ain't more than high than that, you know, mm-hmm. on a riding horse. And you put it to where the cork sits, right where the hoof uh-huh. goes up.
Huh. Did you ever play one of those games with
horse shoes?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
They don't pitch those much anymore, do they?
No, not very much, but however, they do that in college sometimes now.
Yeah, come think of it, there's a pair of stakes outside the firehouse.
Well, I got a grandson that went to Oklahoma University, finished there last year. He's in the Navy now. And he was a horseshoe champion down there in him. I mean, over here. Oklahoma University. Him and another kid was taking the championship down there in some tournaments.
You ever pitch quoits? Those round rings?
No, I never did.
Let's see, and raising sheep, were there many sheep raised around here?
Not too many sheep. No, my son-in-law's raised quite a good many sheep, but there's just a few herds of sheep in here. Mm-hmm.
What's the male sheep called?
Called a buck.
And female?
A doe.
And what do they raise these for?
A ewe. They raise them for meat and for their wool.
Uh-huh. Now with hogs, what's the male hog?
Boar.
And let's see. You mentioned hogs. This is male and female too?
Male and female.
Big ones, little ones?
Yeah, that's a boar pig, they call it. He's a pig. Uh-huh. Called a boar pig.
What do they call little bitty ones?
They call the little bitty ones pigs. But after they get up little ones, they call them gilts. You know, there's the females, they call them gilts.
Oh.
Before they're bred, they call them gilts.
Uh-huh. If a hog has his testicles removed, what is he called?
Called a barrow.
Uh-huh. And what do they call it when they remove his testicles?
Cutting.
Uh-huh. And
Or castrating. That's, I believe that's what they mostly use.
And the hairs on a hog, the real stiff ones?
Bristles.
And his big teeth?
Cautious.
Uh-huh. And how did you feed your hogs? What did you put the feed in?
Well, there's lots of ways to feed hogs. Now, nowadays they feed them in feeders. Uh-huh. Grind the feed and put a supplement. We used to, a long time ago, we'd just have our hog pasture where we'd feed a bunch of hogs. We'd have a big pond in there, take out there and throw out a half wagon load of corn in there and just let them have themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays they use a feeder
uh-huh.
and grind. They grind oats lots of times, or wheat or barley, put a supplement in it, uh-huh. and it's generally close to where they can get water on uh-huh. anytime they want it, and then they'll eat, and then they go back and feed, lay down, and fix a shade for them where they can always get the shade, especially in the summertime.
Oh.
A hog can't stand too much heat. You need to shade in the summertime, you know, if you're going to feed them.
Yeah, I taught in Wisconsin for a while, well, for 1 year, and they had farms with, I don't know how many hogs, but ooh, you could smell them for miles.
Oh, yes.
Boy, they're really right.
That's a nasty mess. That's the reason you need them away from the house and have your feeders away from your place.
Uh-huh.
Hogs cause lots of flies.
Uh-huh. It causes an awful smell, too.
They sure do. But if you've got them in the pasture, you won't notice no smell. But if you have them in a pen, a close place, they get to where it's off.
Everything is accumulated.
Yeah, it accumulates, but they're pretty smart. They'll put them in a small pen. They're smart enough to get off in that pen there. One corner do that what they want to do, and then they've got this other place to eat. But they'll go right to that place every time.
Like a cat. Right?
They're smart.
I didn't realize that.
Their hogs might be stupid, but they know where to go.
They don't have to keep their pen clean.
Yeah, they keep their pen as clean as they can. Clean as you'll love.
Do you ever use any of these V-shaped feeding things?
Draughts. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hog draughts, we call them.
They work pretty well.
Well, they're better than nothing.